On the show today, we have Street Chairs, Daryl Mark Rockefeller, fresh off their Finovate demo, talking about their small business lending solution for banks and credit unions that's veteran run. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on the program today, we have Mr. Mark Rockefeller from Street Chairs. Mark, how are you, sir?
Mike, how are you? Good to be here.
Doing good, doing good. How are things going post Finovate these days?
It's good. You know, it's a good event.
Yeah,
it's a really good event. Yes, to sort of stand up there in New York and demo our wares, and that's always a good time.
There's a little bit of pressure involved too, because you only have 7 minutes to get out of there before they give you the gong, or?
No, that's right. No, exactly. You know, it's 7 minutes, and sort of a horn goes off if you go over that. Mm-hmm. We got a little close on time. I'll be honest; I had to sort of cut my summary down a little bit to make sure we got off the stage on time. Before the horn goes off and the hook
that's right.
comes out, they pull us up.
So, it's all good fun. All good fun. Yeah. So tell us, before we dive into the topic at hand here, tell us a little bit about Street Chairs. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so we are a five-year-old fintech or financial technology company. We actually started off as a peer-to-peer lender focused on funding military veteran-owned small businesses.
Wow.
That was sort of our niche.
Okay.
I'm a military veteran. My co-founder is. About a third of our employees are. And that was sort of our, niche. As we've grown, though, banks and credit unions have taken note of our technology, basically saying, how do you guys, so quickly underwrite these loans so accurately?
Yeah.
So over the past couple of years, we've taken that technology and basically productized it for the credit union and bank market. And so that's what we were demoing, actually, at Finovate last week. So sort
gotcha.
Of the product version of this, we've been running that with this. With a few credit unions, and they're loving it. So,
yeah, let's see. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about that? I mean, how can you get this up and running in 30 days? I mean, it almost sounds too good to be true. But how do you make this happen, especially at credit unions who are, I'm sure, benefiting from it?
Yeah, short answer is it's up and running in less than 30 days because you don't have to integrate with your core.
Oh.
Right? Yes. So integration is a bad word in the banking space right now. It's such a pain to have to integrate with, whatever core people use.
Yeah.
So our technology kind of wraps around the core, doesn't have to integrate with it. And so that's how we do it. We do it so quickly. So the service is called Lending as a Service.
Okay.
There's small business loans from $5,000 to $250,000. They're those loans that a credit union or a bank just really can't efficiently underwrite on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Those customers typically will sort of leave and go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And forget about sort of landing new, millennial Gen Z type clients in that space if you don't have a fully digital experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring that on behalf of the credit union. So it's small business lending as a service on behalf of the credit union, doing those small loans that they can't do terribly well on their own.
Cool, cool. And so you guys kind of discovered this pain point within the industry. I mean, it's building a better mousetrap, basically, making something more streamlined. And that's what I'm finding with a lot of fintechs these days. They're finding the friction and they're removing it and they're making it more streamlined. And it sounds like that's what you guys are doing here, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I mean, community lenders, credit unions, small community banks are the backbone of America when it comes to funding these small businesses, right? The problem is all the fancy new fintech technology is owned by the big banks, right? Because they can afford to hire an army of software engineers, developers, and all that, right?
Got that right.
Small credit unions, the banks, they can't do that, and so we sort of view ourselves as the great equalizer.
Do you see this as like kind of maybe, sparking new business for community banks and credit unions as far as small business? Because it's kind of, I don't want to say it incentivizes them, but there is some incentive there to like, hey, this is pretty easy to implement. Why not? Let's go into this and find another revenue generator.
No, that's absolutely right. We actually signed a bank, a small community bank, a couple weeks ago, and their main purpose for doing this was to get new deposit accounts, right? Not sort of existing customers, but obtain new customers.
Right.
So we see sort of two client profiles in this. We see the credit unions and banks that want to do these kind of loans, but they can't do them efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want help. It's a simple efficiency play for them.
Right.
Then we see folks who do them now, but really don't want to. Right? It's a pain, it's too cumbersome, et cetera. So we sort of take that off their hands as well. So we see both sort of, call it positive and negative motivations to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it's sort of table stakes right now that you have 100% digital, experience for all loans across the board.
Yeah.
I think business loans are sort of the last one, you know, to get sort of solved with this technology.
Mm-hmm.
And we're delighted to bring it to the marketplace.
Well, and more of the younger generation now, are they're going to be starting their own businesses. You know, it's not just, you know, the boomers and the Xers. You know, now the millennials are like, hey, you know what, I've got a little experience at this job. Now I wanted to go out on my own. So they can go to their local credit union or community bank who has this solution and give it a shot, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. You know, they did a survey a couple of years ago called the Millennial Disruption Index. It was sort of a survey of millennials, right?
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes. There was lots of sort of great material out of the index. One of my favorites was that 71% of millennials would rather go to the dentist than talk to a banker.
Oh, really?
Right. Now, that's an extraordinarily bad news for those that are in sort of the relational community banking in the world, as credit unions are and most small community banks. My personal view is that those folks serve the customers better because they're closer to Main Street. They know, you know, the business owner better, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The reason why millennials don't want to do that is because it's cumbersome and there's no tech involved, right? So why give up those customers to the big banks that have all the tech when you can get the tech yourself?
Precisely.
FinTech. And, you know, there's us and there's others out there, but I really would encourage all your viewers, you know, find a FinTech and partner with them because you need some help. We have the tech, you have the customers, mm-hmm. you have the deposits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we partner up, we can serve everybody.
Yeah, that's the trend these days now, because I think when FinTechs were kind of bursting onto the scene and kind of nipping at credit union and banks' heels with all their financial services and things like that, the traditional banks and stuff, they were all like scared. But now it seems like the tables have turned a little bit. Now, you know, credit union, financial institutions in general are looking to partner with them and say, hey, you know what, maybe we can work together. You have the technology, we have the place to do it. So let's partner up and make this work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you went to FinTech conferences, say 6-7 years ago, the talk was that FinTechs would truly disrupt banks, right? You know, banks have become irrelevant, credit unions are irrelevant, FinTechs mm-hmm. are the thing, right?
Right.
We never, my co-founder and I, never quite believed that, right? We always foresaw that partnering with credit unions and banks would be the way to go.
Yeah. Well, you have an instant audience. You have an instant audience. I mean, that seems like a no-brainer to me. All right, so where do you guys go from here with this? I mean, you guys had a successful Finovate presentation. Sounds like business is going really, really well. Where are you guys headed in 2020?
Yeah, no, we had a great demo. We got some nice PR out of it as well, some good articles in the CU Journal, for example, last
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a matter of scale, right? We just have to, it's a matter of simply educating the market. What we have is so low cost, so inexpensive, so easy for them to integrate. It's frankly kind of a no-brainer. The problem is folks don't know that it exists, right? They just don't know that it's a possibility.
Okay.
For us, it's simply a matter of getting an adequate sales force out there that we can educate the marketplace that we exist.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, we'll help you out with that. We'll get you out there a little bit. So very cool. Very cool. Well, is there anything else, Mark, that you want to add here before we wrap up? Any final words of wisdom, sir?
Yeah, I would say, you know, what's unique about this, right, is we're doing those small business loans that you can't do yourself very efficiently, up to $250,000. We are onboarded and have you up and running within 30 days. Actually, we launched a credit union probably 3 weeks ago, 24 days from when they decided to go and they were up and running. Yeah. And lastly, you can actually fund the loans if you want, but I show up with my own balance sheet. So it's true lending as a service.
Yeah.
I will decision it. I will do it for you. If you want to invest in loans from back end, you're welcome to. And so that's sort of the trifecta here that we offer with StreetShares Lending as a Service. You can find out more at StreetSharesPlatform.com.
Yeah, definitely. Good stuff. All right, Mark, appreciate the time as always. Congrats on your success already. And we'll be keeping an eye on you.
Many thanks, Mike.
All right. Good stuff.